Here's the latest pitch from American Express. Please, leave home without us. The company is offering some customers $300 if they close their account and pay off their balance by April 30th. Don Greenspan is one of those customers. He runs a business in San Diego. So how long have you been a cardholder?
Personally, since 1985, and our business was a cardholder since 1986. We canceled our cards at the beginning of 2008.
You canceled your business cards?
We canceled our business cards because of the way we were being treated.
This is before you got this offer?
Oh, yeah. I just got the offer in the last day or two. I had to laugh when I got it. It was very funny.
Why did you have to laugh?
Because they've treated small business customers and others so poorly over the last year that it was just funny. I mean, I know why they sent it to me. I've stopped using American Express since what they did in January of last year.
Which is what exactly?
Well, they basically came to myself and, from what I found out, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of small businesses, and cut our credit limits down to bare bones. We had a what they call guidance of $165,000, which they tell you have no credit limit, but you really do. They cut it to $5,000, which was laughable. We're a company with sales into eight figures and profits into seven figures, never have had a loss, been in business 27 years, and we called to question it. We were treated very poorly. The woman was actually nasty on the phone. So we thought, we don't need American Express. We have Capital One Visa cards and MasterCards and everything else. And so we just closed our American Express account. I personally went from a platinum card to a green card just to have in case of an emergency. So I've not spent a penny with American Express in over a year. So I knew why I got the letter.
Well, tell me why they made that decision to cut your credit line from, you said, $165,000 to $5,000?
Yes, they seem to have just gone into a panic last January. And I've seen comments all over the web from other small business owners who had the same thing happen to them. They did it without warning. They actually refused charges we had made, even though we weren't above our credit limit. We weren't delinquent. In fact, it's interesting, in all the years that we've had American Express, both personally and as a business, we'd never been late on a payment. The company probably spent $4 or $5 million with American Express the last few years, about $500,000 a year. I personally was spending $1,500, $2,000 a month with American Express.
Mm-hmm.
Our company is very strong. 2008 was a record year for us without American Express, by the way.
So I guess you're not going to take this $300.
I'm not going to take the $300. I'm going to keep my green card. If they want to close me down, they can close me down. It's not a situation where I don't have plenty of credit cards available and plenty of credit balance. What was nice about the American Express card is that you had 30 days to pay interest-free, so we saved a little bit of interest. But I have a wonderful bank here in Southern California, Pacific Western Bank, and they take good care of us. And so if I pay a little bit of extra interest, I pay a little bit of extra interest.
Don Greenspan, CEO of the San Diego-based company ZDI. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, we contacted American Express to get their side of the story. A spokeswoman there said she cannot comment on individual accounts for privacy reasons, but she said American Express looks at a bunch of factors in determining whether to reduce a credit limit. The most important of them, she says, is a person's overall debt level. She also said the $300 offer was sent to a very small number of cardholders whose credit cards had sizable balances with little activity on them. And the company's goal, she said, is to help these cardholders pay down their balances.